Another 93,800 sockeye were counted Sunday to the Nooshiegak River to push the total escapement to over 462,000. That's well within the escapement goal of 370,000 to 760,000 sockeye. Sunday's Wood River escapement was 198,700 sockeye, and another 32,400 were counted through 6 a.m. Monday morning. That pushes the Wood River total to over 523,000, well within shouting distance of the lower end of the escapement goal, which is between 700,000 to 1.5 million sockeye. Tim Sands is the ADFNG area management biologist for the Nooshiegak District. He confirms that things are further ahead than they've ever been before.
Well, we're going to try and fish steady here. Obviously, we want to slow down the escapement, and I was stunned when I drove in this morning and saw all the boats in the boat harbor. I have no idea what's going on there because it's open right now. So hopefully people will go out and fish when it's open, and we're going to give them a lot of opportunity.
The first of today's two drift net periods in the Nooshiegak District ended at 10 a.m. The second period was scheduled for 7 hours from 3 p.m. until 10 p.m. tonight. Set netters are open until 2 a.m. Tuesday morning. The other river in the district where Fish and Game counts sockeye escapement is the Agushik River, and the counting towers became operational at midnight. The count through 6 a.m. this morning is 6,600 fish. The escapement goal is 150,000 to 300,000 fish. The other large counting effort in the district is to track King escapement to the Nooshiegak River. That King run is the largest in Bristol Bay and comes with an escapement goal of 95,000 fish. Sands confirmed that Sunday's count was 3,600 kings to push the season total to just over 34,000.
3,600 doesn't keep us up with the curve, so it's actually less than we'd like to see. We're not behind, we're ahead, but we lost ground. We should have had more than 3,000 go up. So each day we want to look at it and see. And now, it's not really a cause for concern because that often happens after there's a wind event, things start to slow down on the backside of it. But if it continues, then it, we're only at 33,000 or whatever. You know, we need to get to 95, so we're a third of the way there. But it just remains to be seen that the rest of the fish come in as expected. So, I mean, we're pleased with where we're at now. I anticipate a couple low days of escapement with on the backside of the wind, but we're not where we need to be ultimately, which is 95,000.
All commercial fishermen are reminded that to fish in the Nooshiegak District, you must register with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Additionally, all drift net fishermen in Bristol Bay must declare a district and register with Fish and Game by Tuesday. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.